Hello everyone, it's me, Paul Hopkins, for Audio Mo. I don't even know anymore, I think it's day five, but I'm kind of a bit late because it's gone 12 o'clock. Oh my gosh, Audio Mo anyway, this is what this is. So I was kind of not really sure, I kind of feel like I'm between sort of big recording projects at the moment, so this is only going to be a short one, even by my own definition of short, which tends to be longer than most people's definition of short. Simple today, I want to talk about something. I'm just rattling that's to give you a clue. Right, let's go and play for a few minutes then. Yeah, that's what we'll do. So why am I playing classical music then? Well, this is called Taste of Chocolate. It's from the film Chocolat. And just some funny things, really. I mean, I don't have chocolate that much. And this is, you know, this is all this is, me talking about chocolate for a few minutes. I don't have chocolate that much. But when I do, I end up eating the whole flipping packet. That is an empty packet of Smarties buttons. And I thought to myself, no, I'll just get some out of the fridge in a bit and have a few of them. The packet's not that big though. And my question is it just me, or is it the fact that they put less of these things in anyway? I mean, it wouldn't even make a couple of chocolate bars, would it really? The amount of chocolate they put in these things, whether they be buttons or the little twirl bites or any number of sort of chocolate that they've taken and reinvented it, but essentially made the thing smaller. So I'm like the bloke off. Have you ever seen the film Chocolat? And just a funny thing, I remember when I lived in Northfield at the time in Birmingham. Anyone that knows it, yeah. A bit of a interesting place. I mean, I suppose if you've done well and you come out of Northfield, you have done well. You should be proud. But the you know, people that used to go to the cinema and say, I'll have two tickets to see Chocolate, please. Just used to make me laugh. It's a great film. Quite old now, 2005, I'm going to think. Something 2005, maybe. Yeah, and it was all about, one of the things is this character that he's like the town's kind of moral do-gooder, and he gets tempted by the chocolate that is being made by a woman who breezes in from Chile or somewhere. And it's all quite a bit of a love story, isn't it, and how all that goes. But just the way that he sees the chocolate in his face and he's going, look at the chocolate too, and then he decides to have the chocolate, and he smashes up all the creations, and then he starts to eat it, and then he falls asleep in the window, in the shop window. And I think she kind of is gracious and helps him out. But yeah, chocolate. And that's the thing, I don't eat it. And then when I have some, I just think, yeah, I'll have some of this. Anyway, that's it. Tell me what you think about chocolate. I always have it at the fridge because there's no other way to have chocolate, in my opinion. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.